And welcome back to the Sundance Reel. I'm Leslie Thatcher here along with my co-host today, Barb Bretz. Well, directors Yvette Lucas and Patrick Bresnan spent several years documenting the lives of high school students of Pahokee, Florida. Their film, Pahokee, is one of the 16 films in the U.S. documentary competition, and they join us now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you follow four high school students in their senior year in this small Florida town. Why this place and why these teens?
Patrick, I'll let you answer that question.
I just want to thank the people of Park City for letting us come in here and invite the whole world here and turn everything topsy-turvy. It's been such a beautiful Sundance. The weather is amazing. And I also want to thank the administrators and programmers at Sundance. I mean, this is just so beautiful, and there's no place in the world that you can premiere a film and have such incredible audiences.
To the question about why this town and why these kids.
Yeah. Patrick's family lives in Palm Beach County, which is where Pahokee is. Pahokee is in the easternmost part on the shores of Lake Okeechobee. excuse me. And we've had friends in the community for a very long time. Patrick is a photographer, and he has a degree in sustainability. So he had been photographing the area for years until one day he was invited by someone in town to take photos of prom. And then 1 year later, we decided to make a short. And we had that short here at Sundance. It's called The Send-Off. It was here in 2016. And then the people in the short, Chris Burgess, who was the boy in that short, we became really good friends with him, and he took us rabbit hunting to show us how he was making extra cash to go to prom. And then we made a film called The Rabbit Hunt, which was also here at Sundance in 2017. We were actually interviewed by you guys here with Chris, or actually with his brother, Kivas. And then, you know, we made a series of shorts with Chris. And after a while of being in the community a lot and bringing kids to festivals with us, we decided to make the feature. And the people, you know, our friends in town were very excited for us to tell this story. And we got permission from the school to shoot. And We started with Nikeria, who was Chris's girlfriend at the time. Chris had graduated and gone off to college. And so we decided to tell the story of senior year of high school because when we made the send-off, we felt like there was a bigger story to tell on why this day was so important, like why prom was so important in a community like this that has, you know, not a lot of opportunities for their kids.
That's what I was going to ask you. When you say community like this,
right,
give the viewers just a real quick overview mm-hmm. of what sets this town apart and why probably filming students in prom dresses and all dressed up is such a contrast from what you might see driving down the main street.
Sure. I think saying community like this is an accident. You know, it's like a faux pas. So Pahokee is a community that is actually the historical heart of the Florida Everglades. The Seminole tribe were based here on the shores of this lake, and the name means grassy water. The history of the Everglades is fascinating. So many of the people who live there in Pahokee, they are descendants of migratory farmers, of Jamaican immigrants who came to hand cut the sugarcane fields. And today there's a very large population of Mexican immigrant families who've come to work in the sugarcane fields as Jamaican families and historical families have moved on to jobs and education and healthcare. And so when we talk about Pahokee, it's a farming community, and it's separated from coastal Florida by the largest sugarcane plantations in the U.S. So the sugarcane is kind of like this barrier. I wouldn't say they're isolated like kids in maybe Montana or northern Canada, but it is a very isolating place because the only opportunities are to work for the sugarcane companies. So it's when we say a town like this, we mean a rural farming town.
Mm-hmm. With high unemployment.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's really important for the whole community to get their kids to achieve their dreams. And so we explore with each of the characters or the protagonist a variety of ways that they can do that, that they can get out of the town, maybe go to college, and figure out what they're going to do in the
future.
So
as you profiled the particular kids that you did, are their hopes and dreams similar? Do they plan to follow the same track? Does that mean leaving the community? Or is it a combination of many different hopes and dreams?
I would say a large percentage of the kids want to leave the community and see the outside world. There's nothing to do on Friday night. The movie theaters closed down. There's an athletic field where a lot of kids gather and play soccer and football. But if you're an artist or a musician, your only outlet for practicing or performing is at a church. And they really want to be like other kids. They want to have opportunity. They want to have a car. They want to have a family. So you see in coastal Florida that all of this exists. Commerce, entertainment, and just a lot of things that they haven't had access to.
And whoever wants to further their studies has to leave town because there's no, you know, the community college is a little bit far, but but if you want to go to university, you really have to go somewhere else.
I would think that a film like this would be a real eye-opener to a lot of Americans who know their own environment and just assume that everybody else is the same, and everybody's experience throughout different states, different communities is so very different.
Well, I was wondering if it wouldn't be really kind of similar. I mean, you could do this same story, maybe not, in Central Valley, California, right?
Very definitely. So what's different about our film is that we didn't make this film for a PBS audience. We made this film for everybody. So many documentaries, they're fantastic and people put their whole lives into them, but there's a polarizing audience. People on the right have their documentaries and people on the left have their documentaries. And many times youth, millennials, eighth graders, they're just left out of the conversation because the films don't speak to them. And so yesterday we had a screening in Salt Lake City for about 300 inner city kids. And I think the way that these young people received the film was literally our dream come true.
That is
like,
great.
They clapped and clapped and clapped.
And whistled.
We had a 30-minute Q&A with eighth graders and ninth graders. And then we went out and stood by the buses and we talked to them for 30 more minutes and did selfies. So that was our dream for this film. Our dream for this film is that young people get the film and see themselves in the film, not, well-to-do folks looking down on a community and thinking, well, I better donate or I better do something. That wasn't our goal, and I just...
What were some of the questions they were asking
That's
you?
That's exactly what I was thinking. What were the great questions?
Well, I think a lot of them felt very identified with some of the kids in there, and they felt a sense of pride. I think they were asking questions about how we worked with the kids. We film in the verite style so that everything feels very present tense. There's no interviews. However, we wanted to make sure that the kids were involved in the process and that their voices were there without interviews because interviews sometimes can feel very stagey and stiff. And so we asked them to, they're already filming their lives all day with their cell phones. So we were like, just film a bunch of stuff and, give us some of that stuff and do a little like journals and commentaries, but it's all like, and then that we put that together with the Verite, so it becomes very personal and kind of like a yearbook feel.
Tell them what the kids at the screening yesterday were talking about afterward, because that was so meaningful.
Well, I did have a kid come up to me and say that he had moved here to Salt Lake City from somewhere else, and he was really picked on because of the color of his skin. And he was feeling really horrible, and his parents had taken him to another school. And when he saw the film, he felt pride on who he was, and he felt like he could go back to that school and face the kids. And he was so, you know, I just gave him a big hug. And I, you know, that made me cry.
Yeah. So at what point did you know or realize that you had enough material to finish the documentary? Or was it just the end of the school year and that was a natural break?
Yes, we're very smart about this documentary stuff. You need a beginning, middle, and end. And the school year is such a, I mean, it fits that paradigm perfectly.
Yeah, we had initially just thought that's going to be the school year, and if whoever wasn't satisfied with that would have to. No, but when we were recording graduation, it's actually one of the most beautiful scenes in our film. One of our main girls gives an amazing speech, and after she gives that speech, we were so floored. We knew that we were done shooting. So
yeah. I saw that there was some kind of Kickstarter campaign. I don't know if it was Kickstarter, to try and get all of the kids to Sundance. Did that happen?
Yes, that was 2016.
Oh. With the send-off.
And yeah, we had a film about prom, and people were overwhelmingly supported it. People really want... So our films, it's not about us coming to Sundance and getting accolades. I really don't care about any of that. It's about the people in our film having a voice to talk about where they're from, to meet new people. The protagonist that came with us here had never seen the snow, so it's just like a magical experience.
We make sure that our films are not just films, you know, that they're an experience, that if we're gonna go somewhere and work with people and create a work, it has to be. There has to be something happening there that's larger than the film. And so we started by being able to bring kids here and just a variety of different ways where we can get the kids to see new things. And so obviously with the feature, we did bring everybody. I mean, the four protagonists and one of the parents. It's really important to us that they can answer questions about their communities, because they're the experts and people want to talk to them. So,
okay, the film Pahokee is one of those in the U.S. Documentary Competition. Another screening this evening, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redstone Cinema 2, and then again tomorrow, 8:45 p.m. at the Park City Library Center.
Thank you so much.
So, did we talk about where we might see this eventually? If we miss one of the screens?
We don't know. There's a lot of business happening at Sundance. It's way over my head. And it's just so much to deliver a film here. And I really try and hide from the industry.
But what I can say is that it's a very uplifting film. And I just really hope people can join us and watch.